Guten Morgen to everybody. Adir Bnei Kehila. We missed you so much, and I'm sure we all missed one another, and maybe that's also part of what we're supposed to get out of this situation, to appreciate one another even more. But whoever I spoke to, Baruch Hashem, we were zeicher to make the best of what we had, and to have beautiful Leilei Sdarim, and that's what we're supposed to be doing now. Also take advantage of what we had, what we have, as much as possible. Kavan, that is what we're talking about every day. Meir Brachas, we sang with Sisirachis and the Leila Seder and every day Bethlehem. Halu Abdei Hashem. We have to praise Hashem because we're Abdei Hashem. That statement, according to Chazal, was initiated by Paroi at the Chatzos HaLaila when the Poroches were dying. Paro came out and he said, till now you are Avdei Paro, from now on you are Avdei Hashem. That's when we started our new status of being Avdei Hashem. And like we say, the Avdei Hashem has a constant interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just going through life, Milumoda, the way before, but every day waking up again, agreeing with Chazak himself now, through the Meir Brachas, recognition that Baruch Hashem, everything I have is from your Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore I'm your Eved, because I'm such a beloved master that takes care of everything, from my Guf, from my Neshama, from the Torah Mitzvahs. So now after the Bracha, Shaloi Sani Isha, that's what a man says, and Shazani Kiltzayne is what a woman says. Number one is, the whole Mahalach of Avdei Hashem is not to be an Eved to a Yetzirah, not to be an Eved to the ideals of the rest of the world. The rest of the world is built on Sheker, fantasies, Tamidim of Bilim of Russia, the Gaiva, running after pleasures, not seeing the good in what they have and what life is all about. We're the exact opposite. We have that Koyach through the special relation we have with Kodesh Baruch Hu to see the truth of the world. And the truth of the world is like this. There's such a thing called feminism nowadays. Where did that come from? It comes from the fact that if only you have in this world is Gashmi, it's physical things. So it's not fair to say that one person is different than the other. Even though nobody can deny it, a man, a male and a female are very different in so many ways. Physically, emotionally, you have to be a fool to think they're the exact same thing. They are different. But the problem is that, okay, let's assume they're different, but we have to make equality, because if life is only about having power and making money and having tithes, so we have to give them equal opportunity for all of the above. And the Mela, we can't make any difference between the two. A woman has to be able to be a head of a company. She has to be a fighter pilot. She has to be a commando in the front line of the war, etc., etc. Why? Because if we say she's different, even though the Matthias proves it, that one is more matim, one is less matim, that's what life is all about, and therefore we have to make them equal. By us, it's the other way around. All those things are things that one has to do. That's not what life is all about. Life is all about being an Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem means that Hashem creates you in a certain fashion, and you do what you're supposed to do. You're a perfect Eved Hashem. Doesn't make a difference if you have the avoid of a male or the avoid of a female. Both of them are equal kosher in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because they are doing the Ratan Hashem. And other, we look at it as a complementary system that Hashem set up, just like a human body or anybody. We don't say we have to have equality between the heart and the brain and the lungs. No, if they'd all be the same, if a person just had a bunch of hearts, a bunch of brains, and wouldn't have the other organs, he would die. We need all the different parts together to create the system of full Avodas Hashem within Klal Yisrael, within our family, from one generation to the next. So that's why we're making two separate brachas, because the brachas are based on the emistic recognition of the world. And the emphasis, yes, I am a male and I have my mitzvahs, and I am a female and I have my mitzvahs, and I have my Avodas Hashem. So when we're saying Shaloi Sani Isha, we're saying it is because The fact that a person is a male, there are mitzvahs that he's mechuyevin, that a woman is not mechuyevin. The mitzvah says seish is man groma. The fact that he has a special mitzvah, he has to recognize, I have a special responsibility and opportunity of these mitzvahs. I have to focus on the fact that I have that extra matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a male. Now the truth is, we mentioned before, that a woman also has a chelek in Torah by the fact that she's mechazek her family to learn Torah. But since lemaisa is a different type of avoda, the man is mitzvah in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the woman gets the schar of Talmud Torah, but not through the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself. Therefore, the man who has that mitzvah has to focus on what he has, and thank Hashem that I am a man. Mitzvah Hashem, the woman has a bracha, shesani kiltoinu, mashgiach avoda zechayinu bracha, explained it. He based it on Ruach HaChaim and others, Ruchav HaLoshana, that the Loshana of Ritzoyno is the same Loshana of Ritzoyno mentioned in Kaddish. We say, Yizkader v'Yizkadei Shmei Rabba, the name of Hashem should be recognized and become greater. But all Madivah Kidur say, in the world that He created according to His will, as when we think Kiritzoyno, the Aramaic of Kiritzoyno is Kiritzoyno, it's the same word. The world that was created, Kiritzoyno, and he says that Kiyusei in Kaddish is the same Kiyusei that we say in Shosana Kiltoina, which means that Hashem created the world in a physical fashion. The world is physical because He wants us to use the physical world and come to a recognition and a use of the world in a fashion that it's, the physical is being used for the spiritual. Not the other way around, that everything we have is an effort to the spiritual, but the physical is serving the spiritual. Mela, in this respect, the woman has a special koyach to bring out the physical part of the word of the world to the Ratzon Hashem Yisboch. Number one, the most basic thing, Kamuvan, is the women are the ones that are giving birth to children. That in itself is something which a man doesn't have the koyach to do. A special koyach does the woman have, and to bring up the children, all the sense that the mother has to a child. But more than that, whether a woman has a child or doesn't have a child, the maisa, the woman is more involved in the day-to-day running of the house, whether the cooking, the shopping, laundry, cleaning the house, so many, many protein, ain't protein that a woman is involved, which mitzarech are more physical. But that's a maila, to be able to take the physical thing and transform it to Avodah Hashem, because doing it so the house should be clean, so that the house should function in a way that all the members of the house should be in a situation, in a position that could be Avodah Hashem in the proper fashion. So every time even cleaning the floor is Avodah Hashem. It's something that in some ways is a very high level of Avodah Hashem. We're taking the most mundane things and we're making them Kodesh, like we said, Abdel and Bracha Vashayota. We're involved in a mundane act, but that brings us to the Kisei HaKovod. Here all the more so. These things are necessary, without which a family cannot survive in any fashion. So that is the special thing that a woman has to be, that I'm the one that is bringing out the Kirusei, the Rotan Abayi in the world, that there should be that there should be a Kedusha in the world, that even the most physical things are transformed into Avodas Hashem. So these are the things that each one of us are thinking when we are making this bracha. Like we say, whether it's the men that are saying that have a special koyach that Hashem gave me, for the mitzvah says, which the daily one is the limud haTorah, I have to put my koyach into that to be mechazik my Torah. And the woman together with that, being involved, yes, in the more physical parts of Avodas Hashem, but those are things that in some ways have the highest level of Avodas Hashem, the most important, keeping Klal Yisrael going within their own household and without their households. And the woman has that being a Yisera that women have also, that even outside of the family, the advice she can give to other people, the chizah she can give to other people. She doesn't have, women very often don't have a lot of the yitzharas that the men have for power and everything else. The men want to be the mashpiyim, the powerful person. That very often drives them away from the tachlis. A woman and a wife is somebody that can help her husband and family to focus on what's really important. We're not lacking anything. We have what we need. We have Adaraba. We have the efsharis, we have the bill to be them with everything we have. And Mela focus and guide the family to where it's supposed to come. Kamuvat. Aside from this, the woman and the men both have most of the we're focusing on the difference between why the fact that the difference between the two is not if you start one over the other, two different forms of Avodas Hashem each one of us, and that's why in this bracha we're saying that I'm not only thanking Hashem for my neshama and for what He gave me, that I can't be an Avodas Hashem, but I'm thanking Hashem to have a specific specific to me, and I want to recognize it. I want to focus on it because I don't focus on it because in my whole life dreaming why can't I have Avodas Avodah. That's what the goyim are doing. Everyone's dreaming to be somebody else. So the other way around, we focus on the emes. Emes has helped me so much, such a special way that I can bring myself, bring those around me, my family, to shleimus, and bring quality souls to shleimus. These are the things we're thanking the Shabbat. It should be Zeichem Hashem. Take advantage of this. Like I said, it's a new time, new life. Leila say everybody had a high. It wasn't a fair. It was a real high. We had a new Hashuras Hashrina, because of the greatness of being Eved Hashem. And at the time, to say Eved Hashem is not just a general term. Each and every one of us had his specific opportunity of Eved Hashem. It's a man with his, a woman with hers, and both of us, we have unlimited opportunities of going through life as Eved Hashem. We're living in a time that we have many challenges now. We have to realize these challenges are not to bring us down, they're to bring us up. And together, the husbands and wives should mechazik one another, families can mechazik the family, and the person by himself. So, like I said, mechazik themselves was over the other people to realize we will take advantage of what Hashem gave us. And we use it to the maximum. The special bracha Hashem gives that does the maximum in his and to the vote of those who can also influence. So have a wonderful continuation. The Yom Tov Simcha Tachah, the Meir by the fact that Baruch Hashem was Zecher, be the Abba Hashem Kolechad, the Fig, and of course the Meir, and Mr. Shabbat's coming, wonderful days that are ahead of us, Mr. Hashem soon, to see the Geula Shleima, and here we remain.